Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God. My name is Pastor Marquise, and we are a non-denominational church led by the living and active Word of God in the heart of Seattle, Washington, by Pastors Harold and Annis Faye Franklin. Whether this is your first time, second time, be sure to subscribe and share this with those that need it. Now join me and be ready to live and learn from the Word of God.
Tonight, there's a lot of people there out partying. I mean, you know, and I'll tell you, this is much better than partying. Amen. Praise God. The Lord deals with us all in different ways, but, you know, I guess He deals with me in dreams and visions. That's how stuff has always come to me. And I can remember one particular dream that I found myself in heaven. I mean, I was there, praise God. And you know, once you go to heaven, you don't want to go back. You know, it's like, I love everybody, you know, and, you know, miss y'all. You know, I mean, you didn't, but you're there. You're like, I made it. I don't want to go back. I might not make it again. You know, I made it. I'm there. And so as I was there, I was walking with Jesus, and we were just walking, and it was like a big, huge mansion, castle, I don't know what it was, and we were walking from one room to the next, and then He walked me into a library. Now, I'm used to, in libraries, seeing, you know, regular books, but in this library, it was scrolls, and in my mind, I was saying, man, they need to catch up, you know. His scrolls, you know. I mean, this is heaven. I don't expect those scrolls, you know. But you know, but bear with me, praise God. I mean, this is what happened in the dream, in the vision. And so the Lord was talking to me, and He went up and He reached up on a shelf and pulled a scroll down. I just happened to notice as He's pulling the scroll down, there was my name on it. Was my name on it. And I said, what's that, Lord? And He says, this is your life. This is everything that's going to happen in your life. And He stood by this really long table, and He stood back, and He went like this. And this thing just unrolled and just kept rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling. I said, whew, that's a long life, Lord. And then He began to show me details about my life. And it was good. It wasn't bad. Praise God. It was good. Now, that doesn't mean that no bad things happen in your life. Praise God. You know, I mean, I've been on a journey and gotten a flat tire. Have you ever been on your way someplace and maybe have a blowout flat tire? Praise God. Now, I don't get discouraged and say, I shouldn't have came anyway. Look at here. Got the flat tire, you know. You know, if it was God's will for me to be on the highway, I wouldn't have got the flat tire, you know. Look, honey, the oil's low. What's going on here? We must be out of the will, you know. You know, that's how silly we get on the journey. Or you get on a bumpy road, you know, and you're on your way somewhere, but you bumping around and saying, they don't pave these roads. We shouldn't have come this way. But, you know, the thing is, you remember, is that you've got a destination. There's some place you're going, praise God. And there may be some detours, and there may be some bumps along the way. There may be some flat tires. I can remember one time we was on the road doing evangelism, and our motor blew up on the road. Now, the Lord spoke to me, and He said, pull off the road right now. Now, you need to be able to hear from God. And I didn't know why He said pull off the road. The next exit, I just pulled off the road. And immediately when I got off the road, the engine said boom. And I had a hard time stopping the vehicle, but it bumped right in the back of a tow truck. And as soon as I bumped in the back of the tow truck, He got out, and His little chain came. I I know that doesn't sound real, praise God. Now, I'm going to get back to the vision, but I'm going to let you know that sometimes we're on roads and you know, we go places that I had not planned to be stuck on the side of the road with a blown-up engine in the back of a tow truck, just come from a revival, just had enough money to get home. And it was someplace in Nebraska, and I said, oh, Father, that's the last place I want to be. Broke down in no place, Nebraska. And there they are. They towed me to the only shop in the area. And the people in the shop knew some people. And they said, you guys can stay at this house overnight. When we stayed at some people's house overnight, the couple, they had been praying about how to be saved. How to be saved. And we stayed up all night long ministering to them until they got saved. And the next morning, they said, Don't worry about your van. We've already pulled it in and somebody's already going to fix it. We found you an engine and we put it all together. And they got us back on the road the next couple of days. But in the meantime, we had got somebody to come to the Lord. And so sometimes when stuff happens on the road, we get discouraged. Sometimes when there's an exit that we didn't expect, we just want to continue. But, you know, there are things that God has orchestrated that you don't even know about and don't even know why. But God had a divine connection. You know, if it had been up to me, you know, I would have just kept on speeding down that road, you know, because I wanted to get home. We already had revival. I just wanted to get home, you know, and relax. Now, in the vision, when the Lord throughout this scroll, and he began to walk by it and says, okay, look it right here. This is what I want you to do. Now, notice this here and this here like that. That's like that. And then he got to the end. And this is something I never tell anybody and never will tell anybody because they freak them out. He says, now this is how long you're going to live. I already know how many years I'm going to live. I've known it for many, many, many years, how much time I have left. So every year I think about that. I says, well, okay, it's counting down. It's counting down. Praise God. Now, it's a long time, so I don't get that freaked out about it. It's still a long time. Yeah. You know, it's still a very long, and you don't have to worry about it, Pastor Gail. You're not going to be a widow. Amen. Now, but you know, the thing is this, you know, I mean, I didn't ask the Lord that, but he told me. He said, this is your time frame. You know, now in Jeremiah, this is familiar scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, scripture that we all love. The Lord says, I know the thoughts. You know, God is thinking about you. A lot of times, you know, we forget that God is thinking about us personally. You know, God is so magnificent that he's able to give you individual attention and love you and think about you like you're the only one that exists in the universe. Only God can do that. You know, God is not like your doctor that says you got 15 minutes for me to find the cancer or whatever. You know, and if we can't find it in 15 minutes, you know, we don't know what might happen to you because I'm in a hurry. I got to get that next patient, you know. Because doctors, they're human. They're finite. But God is infinite and he knows you by your name. Matter of fact, God says, I even got your name written on my hand. You know, when your name is written on somebody's hand, on the back of somebody's hand, you know, every time you raise your hand up and you see that, and God, that's how often God thinks about you. He thinks about you. You know, God, have you forgot me? No, he's been thinking about you all day long. He's been thinking about you all day long. All right. For I know the thoughts and plan. God is a planner. I love that. Many of us, we make our mistake in life because we don't plan anything. We just let stuff just happen any kind of way that it happens, you know. Well, whatever God wants, he'll just do. No, you're responsible to plan. People that don't plan, they're irresponsible. Mm-hmm. Well, the Bible said man plans. You know what happens with that, so I'm just not going to know. Praise God. If God plans, it means for you to plan too, because you're supposed to be like God. If God is a planner, you're supposed to be a planner too. All right, don't get me started. Praise God. Amen. That's why nothing right don't happen in your life or your ministry or anything else, because you don't make no plans. Praise God. Amen. You don't even plan to be in church on time. Amen. I mean, saints every Sunday, they don't plan. They know it's 11 o'clock, but they don't plan to be there until 11:30, quarter to 12, you know. Then they got unplanned. Praise. All right. Praise God. Let me keep going. I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not of evil, to give you, one version says, an expected end. Another version says a final outcome. God has good plans for us coming up in 2015. He has a great plan. Somebody said, God's got a great plan for me. So you got to believe that. God's got a great plan for me. You need to look in the mirror and say, things are good. God's got a great plan for me. Praise God. He got a great plan. Not any old thing. God's got a great plan. Got a great plan for me. Praise God. Amen. We need to go and tell our friends, make some people that are not even saved think we're crazy. God's got a great plan for me. My life is wonderful. It's going to be great. He says he's going to do good stuff for me. God's got a great plan for me. Amen. We got to believe it.
That's right.
Praise God. We got to believe it. A lot of times we get discouraged in our lives. You know, a lot of things may happen in the planning and building process. Amen. Anybody ever built anything and hit your thumb?
Yes.
Praise God. You just don't throw down the hammer and just leave saying, I'm not building. This house is done. I'm leaving. You don't do that. You know, I mean, you might have hit your thumb, but you know that you're going to come back and finish that. Praise God. Amen. There are things that happen to us in the process, things that may be painful, things that might hurt, in the middle of the process. But the Bible says God has an expected end. Whatever's going to happen in your life are going to not be according to your expectations, but according to God's expectation. God says he has an expected end. And what God expects, he gets. Praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So if God has a plan for you, that's what he expects. And guess what? That's what you're going to get. Because God is going to get what he wants. So he has a great expectation. Now, some of us are stubborn along the plan, but God is going to get that plan done through you. Did you hear what I said? He's going to get it done through you. And so that's kind of all I had to say tonight. I just wanted to kind of lay some things on your heart. Praise God. I'm just glad to be here with Dr. Franklin. Praise God. When he called, I missed his call, but I did get the message on my message phone, which I got to download them because I got 100 messages on there. So, you know, that's not good planning. So I need to... So... Amen. So, God bless you. I love y'all. You're precious to me.
Thank you for spending time with us here at New Creation Christian Center. Feel free to join our worship services on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington, 98118. Visit our website, newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.